أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير وإن مسه الشر فيئوس قنوط ولئن أذقناه رحمة منا من بعد ضراء مسته ليقولن هذا لي وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رجعت إلى ربي إن لي عنده للحسنى فلننبئن الذين كفروا بما عملوا ولنذيقنهم من عذاب غليظ وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر فذو دعاء عريض صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's knowledge, including Allah's knowledge with regards to the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's absolute knowledge in the general sense. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask the disbelievers, where are their partners? And obviously, they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have said it before, that we cannot be witnesses. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the general condition of man. Man by his very nature. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that when a person does not have iman in Allah, or sometimes a person could have iman in Allah, but he does not work on the condition of his heart, he does not work on the condition of his iman, that man can degenerate to a very low ebb. Allah says, لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير. By his very nature, man does not get tired of making dua, of asking for good. Now to ask for good and to make dua, there is absolutely no issue with that. In the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when we ask from Allah, we ask the best. When we ask for Jannat, we ask for Jannatul Firdaus. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the next quality of man in comparison. وَإِن مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوتٌ. And if any adverse conditions have to afflict the person, then that person loses hope and he becomes despondent. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the weakness of man, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good. At that time we recognize that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives. At that time we recognize we cannot do anything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when conditions become adverse, when conditions become difficult upon a person, when it becomes challenging upon a person, then insan loses hope, insan becomes despondent, insan begins to despair. Now that is the weakness of man. That on the one hand we know the good comes from Allah, but then we also should know that these challenges, these adverse conditions will also come upon us. Allah will put us through tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly be with us. At that time we also need to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also need to seek help from Allah, and we should also develop this quality, that we should be pleased with whatever the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي. And when our rahmah, when he tastes, when we give him the taste of our rahmah, the taste of our mercy from our side, and this is when conditions become conducive, when things are in ease, things are flowing, as we would say, everything is good for us. At that time, Allah says, مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ. After difficulties that had afflicted him, now Allah has changed these conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates conditions of ease. لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي. He says, I am entitled to all this. This is because of my doings. This is because of whatever plans I had made, and that is why things are like the way it is. I worked hard. I worked my finger till the bone. I worked 25 hours a day, and all that we will begin to say when things are flowing once again. Now this is the habit of insan. There we became despondent. We would have made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to recognize that all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَذُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it one stage further, and this is the stage of kufr. This is the stage of the kuffar, the disbelievers. They say that I do not think that qiyamah is to come. In other words, things have become so good on the surface of this earth that now one begins to swim in these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now the thoughts of forever come, that I am going to be forever in this world, and this wealth will be forever with me. So that forever always comes in our hearts, it comes in our minds, and we forget about qiyamah. And wala irruji'atu ila rabbi inna li 'indahu lal husna. And if I am returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if perchance the day of qiyamah is going to come and I am going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for me it's even a better life in the hereafter. Now he begins to base an analogy. He uses his own corrupted logic, and he says to himself, and he says to people also, that if Allah has given me so much here, and akhirat is so much more better, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me much, much more in the hereafter. Now this is that kind of insan that has absolutely no belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not believe in akhirat. He does not believe in the concept of the resurrection, etc. فَلَنُنَبِّئَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. Allah says, then we will certainly inform those who disbelieve of what they had practiced. The a'mal, definitely we will inform them, and we will give them the entire list of the a'mal. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيقٍ. And we will make them taste the very harsh punishment of the hereafter. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the last quality, that when we bestow upon insan our ni'mats, our favors, we grant him everything. That was the time when he was supposed to have made shukr. That was the time when he was supposed to acknowledge that this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no intervention from my side. It is Allah's mercy upon me. Everything is from Allah. But Allah uses two words. فَأَعْرَضَ. He turns away. He evades the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he does not want to know all this has come from Allah. He does not want to hear that this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَآ بِجَانِبِ. And he sways to one side. In other words, he turns away from the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. And now again, after this rahmah, this mercy, these bestowals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all that comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once again when evil begins to afflict him, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. Now again, he begins to make dua. The word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used here is عَرِيضٍ. Arid actually in Arabic means to be wide. Now we always know that the length is always longer than the width. And here Allah wants to show prolonged dua, dua after dua. Now he makes to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Again, there's no issue with the dua. But how is it possible that when you are now in difficulties, you turn towards Allah, then you know everything comes from Allah, then you know only Allah would do, then you know only Allah will help, then you know only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change conditions. But when we swim in ni'mats, we evade the shukr of Allah. We turn away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this Allah shows that this is insan in his natural disposition. This is insan in his inherent qualities that Allah had granted him. But together with that, Allah has granted two things. Allah has given us a heart and Allah has given us iman. And that heart and that iman needs to drive us towards Allah and realize and understand that everything comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.